Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. Art supporters are unhappy with Indianapolis International Airport, which highlighted artwork when the new terminal opened in 2008. A prominent sculpture by artist James Willie Faust is being replaced by a video board. Recently, plans for an outdoor sculpture at the airport were put on hold. After weeks of sweltering heat and scant rainfall, some Indiana farmers are celebrating the arrival of significant rainfall on their parched fields. Recent thunderstorms have been hit and miss, and Purdue agronomist Bob Nielsen says there is no question that farmers will see lower corn and soybean yields after the long stretch of 90-degree readings and dry conditions. He says east, central, and northeastern parts of the state remain in drought condition. Two wind turbines are being built to help power a new science building at a central Indiana college campus. Taylor University's $41 million science complex will be powered by a combination of wind, geothermal, and solar energy. Science's Dean Mark Bierman says planners put an emphasis on using sustainable energy sources in designing the building. The electricity generated will be used by construction crews working to finish the building that's scheduled to open next year. And state highway officials say crews are nearly done on a project that began 8 years ago, adding lanes and making other improvements to heavily traveled I-8094 in northwest Indiana. NDOT expects to remove all 8094 lane restrictions in the Gary area on August 20th, opening four lanes to traffic in both directions. WFYI weather mostly sunny today through Friday. Highs today and tomorrow near 80. Friday's high 84. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.